countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to Barry Liston, not to praise him. I'm going to fight Sonny Liston. That is, if he doesn't chicken out. I will win that fight because I'm president of the boxing world. And this fist is my veto. I am the greatest. Mr. Liston is an old man. He's 30 years old. He has no business being in the same ring with me. I'd like to help that poor old man. I want to give him lessons. Boxing lessons. Talking lessons. I'll teach him anything. But since he's gonna fight me, what he needs most is falling lessons. He can't fight. I watched him shadow boxing. And his shadow won in the first round. And then he has the nerve to say to the newspapers that I need respect knocked into me. When it was him who was disrespectful to me. He says I'm cocky. When it was he who has the nerve to think he belong in the same ring with me. He should be ashamed of himself. I can picture my fight with old man Lister. I will step into the ring looking like a beautiful movie star. And for the first six rounds, I'll go pop, 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 and dance away so fast, Liston will think he's surrounded. And then I'm really gonna start swinging, and I'm gonna get angry, and I hear a voice saying,
"Control yourself." Sure, you've got a headache. You're tired and irritable. But that's no reason to take it out on poor old Sonny.
After I finish with old Mr. Liston, the president is gonna send out a proclamation, and Liston's jaw will be declared a disaster area. My only regret is I won't be able to be at ringside giving a blow-by-blow description of the eighth round. That's the last round. I would report that round in poetry. As a matter of fact, I have already written a poem that describes it. Here is the eighth round of the Clay Liston fight, exactly as it will happen. Clay comes out to meet Liston, and Liston starts to retreat. But if he goes back an inch farther, he'll end up in a ringside seat. Clay swings with his left. Clay swings with his right. Look at young Cassius carry the fight. Liston keeps backing, but there's not enough room. It's a matter of time. And Clay lost the boom. Now Clay lands a right. What a beautiful swing. The punch raises Liston clear out of the ring. Liston still rising, and the ref wears a frown, for he can't start counting till Sonny comes down. Now Liston disappears from view. The crowd is getting frantic, but our radar stations have picked him up. He's somewhere over the Atlantic. Who would have thought when they came to the fight that they witnessed the launching of a human satellite? Yes, the crowd did not dream when they put down their money that they would see a total eclipse of the sun.